Even before this pandemic, global consumption trends were being driven by strong digital tailwinds across major industries. Indian consumers, too, were progressively going the digital way. In the post-COVID world, digital dependence of India's 500 million plus internet users has highlighted the opportunities for businesses as they seek to redefine consumer experiences and navigate the new path to purchase. Hello, I'm Suresh Venkat, and in this episode of Facebook Presents, Turn the Tide, Unlock the New Normal, in association with CNBC TV18, it is the media playbook that we turn our attention to. The telling impact of digital in media consumption is now clearer than ever, given the new remote way of living. To discuss how marketers in this industry can spot emerging consumer trends, rewrite their media strategies with digital media at the center, and realize their business goals are Sandeep Bhushan, Director and Head of India GMS Facebook, and Prashant Kumar, also known as PK, South Asia CEO, GroupM. Welcome to the show, Sandeep and PK. PK, first question for you. Consumer media habits have evolved significantly due to the pandemic, with the acceleration of digital adoption being the most pronounced habit. Give us your thoughts on how brands should repivot their media strategies in the new normal.
Hi, thanks, Suresh. So let me get into the question straight. We have been witnessing high growth of digital in the consumer as well as consumption. In fact, that means that there is a significant increase in the digital influence. As per the BCG, it's about by 70-odd%. We are witnessing an increase in adoption across e-commerce, across video platforms, gaming, and so on. This essentially means that, you know, for both the marketers and media teams, we got to take cognizance of the situation to apply, you know, these learnings into the media strategy, and therefore digital being one of the critical aspects in the entire media strategy. The media playbook is an effort by GroupM and Facebook to help brands and businesses with effective and efficient media strategy to drive business outcomes for brands and businesses.
Sandeep, coming to you, can you tell us a little bit about the media playbook that has been co-developed by Facebook and GroupM?
Sure, Suresh, and great to be here. Thanks, Prashant, for joining us today. Globally, GroupM and Facebook are strategic partners, and we've constantly worked to see how the landscape evolves so that we can bring jointly the best solutions to the market. The specific dimensions that our Turn the Tide reports pointed to, which need addressing, are three. First, of course, is the digital influence of mobile. Many categories have shifted significantly with complete consumption or in some cases influence. I think the other piece is economic uncertainty. The category relationships are changing, one, because we're not going out, and second, because all wallets are constrained given the overall economic uncertainty. And the third is, of course, that the consumer journeys are new. The new path through mobile and the new relationship with categories has created new paths. And the opportunity is to allow consumers to engage with everything they need to, but on new surfaces that have emerged as critical to the journey. So on these three axes, we think if we put the solutions together, there's a growth opportunity for marketers. And GroupM and Facebook have put together a playbook to search for these growth opportunities. And we are underlining that there is absolute possibility of getting growth as we address some of these challenges.
PK, coming back to you, can you give us an overview of the media playbook and what marketers and media teams can expect from it?
Yeah, sure. You know, it covers a few areas. One of the areas is on the segmentation. It's about the, you know, the evolution of conversation from broad, narrow to, you know, to driving business outcomes, right? So that's one of the areas where the playbook will actually give you insights and learning. The other one is in the area of performance marketing. And, you know, we are seeing the evolution, you know, happening in the marketing areas in multiple categories, from not only just from the top of the funnel, but entire through the full funnel activation, right? Which is by activating the direct-to-consumer channels. So that's the second one. The third one is in the area of innovation, right? Wherever a learning on, you know, leveraging some of the new innovation tools like the AR tools or from in the area of the touch and feel experience and driving purchases. That's the third section. The other one is in how we leverage the media mix, right, to optimize media mix and drive business outcome. So these are some of the areas which the media playbook will actually throw light.
Sandeep, what is top of mind for marketers or media teams as they craft their media strategies in these current times?
There is no surprise when we say that driving growth is the biggest priority. I think we've come through a very, very tough period of consumption challenges and growth challenges for companies. I think the other piece, which of course is related to every time growth is at a premium, is P&Ls are stressed. So we need growth back and we need to get it as efficiently as we can. Of course, there's hope that as we get into the festive season, there are possibilities that if we align to the new tools, there's a possibility of therefore driving that growth. We now know that ROIs on digital have been higher than traditional media for a while. And this I'm talking pre-COVID. So for example, the Nielsen MMM meta studies clearly show that digital is roughly 1.5x of traditional on ROIs. We are very privileged as Facebook with our 400 million plus users, where our efficiencies, for example, are another 1.2 to 1.5x of other digital. So this is not a surprise because consumers are moving to mobile and there are tools now to influence consumers to make the choice. So the challenge of both growth and efficiency have never been higher. That's top of mind. But again, underlining that tools now exist as the playbook also suggests.
PK, have you seen any acceleration in the adoption of digital by your clients in these recent times? And could you share a few examples?
So one of the areas in the entire increase in the adoption where we spoke about how the media platform, gaming, education, technology, etc. category actually, you know, the increase in consumption and increasing consumers happening there, where brands and categories have utilized the opportunity already. So that's one of the areas, right? The second one is what we spoke early from, if you look at the category like CPG, where probably they were focusing only on the top of the funnel, but the full activation of the funnel is something which we are able to witness how even CPG categories, brands within that category are utilizing this opportunity. The third one is a specific mention on e-commerce, right? So we are seeing how the entire direct-to-channel activation is happening across category and focusing on the e-commerce. So that's again a significant, you know, a trend and insight on how digital adoption is being actually utilized by many brands. The fourth one is in the area of how content and some of the influencer marketing, you know, subject is being, you know, leveraged for many multiple brands. And the last one is also how brands and clients are actually, you know, utilizing the opportunity to, on the subject of audience size, which is about specifically studying and getting insights on different cohorts, and therefore leverage and use it for precision marketing for their own, you know, brands and businesses. So these are some of the, you know, trends and areas where we're, you know, definitely witnessing how brands are utilizing this opportunity.
This media playbook is a timely and relevant guide in current times. Sandeep, how should marketers leverage the principles from this media playbook?
I think there are three pieces. One is, of course, segmentation. Like we mentioned, cohorts of consumers are going to be critical to growth because, like we said, there are consumers that will want to upgrade, that who will want to downgrade. Segmentation at scale, therefore, is the first possibility that mobile fundamentally offers. And segmentation can go all the way from affluence to category behavior, all the way to pin code targeting. The second is experience. Like we mentioned, that consumers are taking a different journey, but that doesn't take away the need of the consumers to understand the categories well that they want to engage with. Illustratively, I do want to understand about my mobile phone or about the car. Even if not go to the store, if I want to purchase it, I do want to ask a few questions. And therefore, the role of experience, which is, for example, AR, the unboxing of phones that Prashant mentioned, all the way to influencers who, for example, are not just driving buzz for brands, but actually are experts in the field, any field that we talk, from fashion to food to auto to entertainment. So the ability to therefore replicate the offline experience online today is possible. So, which is really a critical gate to making the purchase decision. And finally, the influence to purchase, all the way from messaging, whether it's, let's say, Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp that allows consumers to ask the question before closing the loop, to, of course, using digital influence to drive offline sales
And with that, it's time for closing comments from both our panelists. PK, you first. What's the one big highlight from this playbook?
I think it's a great collection of a lot of insights, which are actually will be essentially helping each of the category and marketers to apply to their own brands and strategies for better outcomes. I think that would be my piece of suggestion for everyone as far as this playbook is concerned.
And Sandeep, what is the one biggest highlight in your reading?
I think fundamentally, consumers have uncertainty. They need to be nudged. And we need to mirror their journeys. That's the point we made so far. I think the one takeout is for marketers that the ecosystem is ready. And we are so privileged. WPP, across all its wings, for example, have been such leaders and partners. So we talked about GroupM today. We've also talked about Ogilvy's readiness, for example, to write creative for the new mobile ecosystem. So WP is one illustration of the leadership, therefore, industry is now showing to be ready for the new consumer journey. So I do want marketers to absolutely take out that there is readiness. It is about getting that insight about consumers, working with their partners to drive for growth.
And so this is where we say goodbye to our first set of guests, Sandeep and PK. Thank you for helping us understand the nuances of consumer segmentation and performance marketing. Before we move ahead, I'd like to inform our audience that they can know more about the Turn the Tide initiative by scanning this QR code to download the Turn the Tide Media Playbook. And now it is my pleasure to welcome Tushar Vyas, President, Growth and Transformation, GroupM, and Amit Ojha, Head of Agency, Facebook India. Great to have you on board, Tushar and Amit. Tushar, first question for you. In a post-COVID world, e-commerce adoption has accelerated significantly. How should traditional CPG brands leverage this trend?
Thanks for inviting me to the show. This is, in fact, one of the most prominent new normal behavior which we have noticed in the post-COVID era. And e-commerce sort of grown multifold for many categories. And especially when you look at grocery and CPG category, there is a sort of multiple indicator where there is an acceleration of this trend. In a way, marketers need to start looking at a full funnel, and you might hear this again and again during this session, but that's the sort of holy grail of that. What need to be done is acceleration and collapsing of some of these layers within the full funnel journey. And how do we simplify and make it simpler to drive more commerce-led initiative and take benefit of that trend?
Amit, coming to you. Digital and especially social media is clearly one of the preferred channels for audiences to discover content. How can brands enable discovery of their products on Facebook?
Thanks, Venkat, for the question. Facebook family of apps are discovery-led platforms where users see content from brands and friends based on their interest. And today, the scale of this is more than 400 million. Traditionally, marketers have relied on age and gender-based segmentation. Now, while that still may be relevant for CPG brands, but a lot of brands which have first-party data can actually look at building custom audiences, look at building lookalikes of those audiences based on scale. That really is one of the newer ways that brands have started exploring segmentation on the platform. The second one, which I want to stress upon, is on building experiences. Now, with restriction on outdoor travel, the consumers may not be able to have the same amount of interaction that they used to have or even going out physically. Now, can brands help discover those experiences on the platform? Today, there are cosmetic brands that are using AR ads and augmented reality as a technology where a user sitting at home can actually experience a lipstick brand for themselves. Similarly, conversations, Facebook family of apps, actually platforms like WhatsApp and Messenger can enable conversations which actually mirror a conversation in real life. So those are the two points which anyways the playbook explores in a lot of depth, which can enable marketers do discovery for their brands.
Tushar, with the tightening of market budgets, efficiency of media spends is the key ask for marketers in recent times. How should marketers drive these media efficiencies?
Yeah, in my mind, actually, it's a two thing, right? Efficiency and effectiveness, and both are equally important. I think the fundamental rule is follow the customer and keep calibrating that. So especially when the media behavior is changing and changing very, very fast, it's very, very important. Very frequently, you look at your mix and how you are reaching out to your consumer. And when it comes to sort of measurement and effectiveness, there's two fundamental truths, right? What it does to brand and what it does to business. And you need to start measuring on those parameters. And there are multiple ways to do that, right? In terms of mixed modeling and stuff like that, which is, again, sort of we provide in a partnership with research agency and media players. So that's an important way to look at it. So there can be anything in between is more like an intermediate milestone, right? Be it a click, view, or any other areas. So it's important to measure, but one need to keep an ultimate goal in mind and look at the consumer moment and keep calibrating media mix to reach out to right audiences and build right kind of sort of funnel for the brand. So that's sort of very, very important for today's environment.
Amit, with digital influence rising significantly by around 70%, how are brands repivoting their media strategies to drive business outcomes? Have you seen adoption of new media innovations by brands to connect with consumers?
Yes, the pandemic has indeed enabled an accelerated digital adoption across brands and categories. However, I'd like to point out one thing there is that digital adoption doesn't necessarily mean that everything will start selling online. A car will continue to sell at a dealer or a retailer. Similarly, for CPG brands, bulk of their sales will continue to happen online. However, what has happened is, and what marketers need to be cognizant of, that the purchase journey, a lot of pieces are now getting influenced on digital. So say, for example, we've seen examples of smartphone brands like Vivo, who've used this phenomena of unboxing, which you normally would go to a retail outlet, see a phone, and then decide on buying it. So how they have this important aspect of buying a smartphone, they've managed to digitize it. Similarly, banks, how they've actually pivoted very quickly to take the entire journey where you need to do KYC online. You can do a video KYC with Kotak. SBI actually went very big on Facebook Messenger, where they actually were able to drive downloads for their payment app, SBI Yono. So in a nutshell, the point that I'm going to make here is that, yes, there is a lot of increase in digital influence. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that there will be purchases happening on digital. Of course, there is an increase in purchases as well. But you need to dissect the purchase journey and look at places where you can bring those experiences on digital.
Finally, Tushar, marketers are optimistic about the festive season, lifting the spirits of consumers and bringing business back. How can they leverage the media playbook immediately to grow business in this season?
So let me break it down into two parts. And the first part is the role of innovation. How do we sort of engage consumer through more interactive ways and engaging way, right? So that's where the role of a content-led ad, interactive ad, or a format like AR comes into play, which helps you land the message better and drive engagement better within the specific environment. When it comes to the second part, which is more on the media activation side, I would like to highlight the four points. The first point is basically pick up right audience cohort, look at sort of right consumer cohort and reach out to them. Second piece is basically look at the demand moment and reach out to consumer within the demand moment to land the message better. Last piece is basically drive personalization of messaging. And to top up to all three areas, basically look at the right mix in terms of selection of vehicle and selection of channel.
And with that, it's time for closing comments from both our panelists. Amit, you first. What's your one big takeaway from this playbook?
Our recommendation to marketers is that, of course, there will be demand which increases. We will see surge in categories across. However, a lot of behavior that's associated with festive shopping, like going out, meeting out with friends, going to malls and shopping, that may not fully get exhibited. So marketers should try and focus on the purchase journey and try and bring those digital experiences online, and brands that will be able to do this will actually win big this festive season.
And Tushar, coming to you, what's your one takeaway?
I would like to highlight three points. Point number one is basically break brand and demand silos. Look at the full funnel marketing. The second point is on the data-driven marketing. So make a best use of our data. Reach out to right consumer in a personalized way as much as possible. And the third one is basically more like a constant state of beta kind of mindset. So look for innovation, look for new things to reach out in this post-COVID era.
And with that, it's time for a curtain call on yet another scintillating episode. Tushar and Amit, thank you so much for sharing your wealth of applied knowledge, which will undoubtedly come in handy for marketers as they engage with consumers in the new normal. I'd also like to remind our audience to please scan the QR code to learn more about the Turn the Tide initiative and to download the media playbook. That's all we have for you on this episode of Facebook Presents Turn the Tide, Unlock the New Normal, in association with CNBC TV 80. Thank you for tuning in.